Hey, it's Mel from Rap Rankings. To hear the full episode this clip comes from, as well as the other Patreon-exclusive content, head over to patreon.com/raprankings. And please, if possible, consider giving us 5 stars on whichever podcast platform you're listening on to help us continue our journey as hip-hop's first and premier extreme podcast. Track 10, The Old from the New, produced by Poobs, which is a great fucking name. Sadly, it's not enough. 6+.
Oh, man. 7+. Ding me, baby. I completely disagree with you.
Poobs is the best part.
So here's the thing. This is another highlight for me. This isn't my favorite song on this mixtape. We haven't gotten to yet, but it's technically not from this mixtape to me. This is a 7+. It's just a freestyle over one of my all-time favorite Prince songs, Starfish and Coffee. It's not the first or last time that would be sampled, which we'll get to. But I feel like this one has the most quotables of any of the records. So not only musically is it already one of my favorite songs that he's rapping over. The four is loaded, the hawk is sharp, you ain't gotta go to church to have a talk with God. Get an Arabic bomb off my corporate card. D-block like a terrorist group. More redacted than Smurfs come through blueberry-ish coupe. You don't know me. I don't know where you've been. Got a DJ gun. Who want to hear him spin? But bullets in the holes that... put bullets in the holes that your earrings in. Redacted. Hit him with the Triple H. But then later on in the verse... And the ghosts don't ride in the G4. Kill you, then show your crew what they call me a G4. You want a piss bag? What you fucking with me for? I got to ask you this. Let me know what type of gun should I blast you with. Is it a knife or a sword I should slash you with? Like, this shit had the most quotable shit on it to me. This is like pure mixtape bliss. It's a great beat or, you know, sample. And the hardest bars in succession.
Well,
what's the problem?
I wasn't as in love with the bars. It's good energy, but as far as mixtapes go, I've heard more impressive performances. Okay. But look, I'm here mainly for the Starfish and Coffee of it all. Him rapping these bars though over this, I said, sounds like walking through the park in an open carry state during a state of emergency. So it's an interesting juxtaposition.
This is not my favorite freestyle over this. That's still coming. But we got to start at the source here. So, it's Prince, Starfish and Coffee, a 10, Amul's 10, if we ever do Prince rankings.
All right. Well, hey, Amul's 10.
Jesse, right. I don't care if you don't agree that the song is a 10. Just FYI. You don't have to
Please don't care about Amul's 10s, Jesse. Please spare us all. Okay.
Oh, he don't listen to these Patreon mixtape reviews.
He don't.
He's still listening to Aesop.
Well, here we go. Starfish and Coffee, y'all.
It was 7:45 on the line to put to teacher Miss Kathleen. First was Kevin, then came Lucy. Line wasn't me. All of us were ordinary compared to Cynthia Rose. She always stood at the back of the line, a smile beneath her nose. Her favorite number was 20, and every single day, if you ask her what you had for breakfast, this is what she'd say. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds and a tangerine, the side of a ham. Set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Cynthia wore the prettiest dress with different color socks. Sometimes I wonder if the mates were in her lunchbox. Me and Lucy opened it when Cynthia won the round. Lucy cried, almost died. Surf and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, and a side on a ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup.
There you go. Okay. That's good music. That's better than anything on this mixtape.
I mean, unless you hear me say 10 tonight, I agree.
Yeah.
But it was first sampled by Nice and Smooth with No Delaying.
Nice and Smooth. It sounds like an R&B group.
Oh, no, they're a rap group, but they're the ones who sampled Fast Car, and I had heard their song before you told me it was sampled.
Oh.
I thought it was just their own little beat, you know?
They just like sampling classics, I guess. Okay, well, here's No Delaying.
G.O.D. G.O.D. In the beam, in the beam, make it drop, escape, then dream, for me to make it nine, ever since then.
What is that?
That's not the right No Delaying.
No, it's not.
No.
That's what's in here.
There's not another one?
No.
The dealer has to be brought in then.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I mean, I was Cameron. I see.
Yeah.
All right. That came in loud as hell.
G-O-D! Okay. That's what's going to happen when God comes back. You're just going to hear the Cameron G-O-D drop.
Yo!
G-O-D! G-O-D! In the beam.
Oh man, I'd be got to be kind of shook.
I got nothing to be afraid of.
This is Nice and is it Nice and, what'd you say? Nice
and Smooth. No Delaying.
Is it Delaying? Yeah, here we go.
Maybe.
Yeah, it is with like, you know, apostrophe style. Okay, no, Delaying. Here we go. 1989.
Yeah, 2 years after the Prince record came out.
They know they love sampling stuff as soon as possible in the 80s. Yeah, they got right to it. See, the thing about studying this hip-hop is, you know, you find out things. You might think, oh, man, they sampling stuff too soon these days. No, it's always been this way, you could argue. So,
might have been worse, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. This is Nice and Smooth with No Delaying.
Oh yeah, I'm with this, with this. Oh yeah, I'm with this, with this.
Hey yo, kicking wicked rhymes like a fortune teller. Had a dog by the name of Old Yeller. Old Yeller had a fiendish plot, schemed and dreamed for me to make a knot. Ever since then, booties clock me like Big Ben. As I go on and kick more, got more songs than a record store. Some is sniffing and some is buffing. Some is ripping, some ain't saying nothing. But my pockets I am stuffing. Huff and puff and blow the house down. Nice and smooth is in your town. On a sailboat, and this I quote, collect federal notes from songs I wrote. Not the shot of Iran and I'm not the Pope, but my name is on the walk of fame like Bob Hope. Baby doll, bust a sketch, don't forget that I'm a trooper and your true fed. I'm Mr. Smurf and your Smurf fed. I take you to the hotel, you take me to the motel. Like a rocket ship I will excel. When you do a crime you go to jail.
Oh man, that didn't do any favors to like the 80s rap parody. When you do a crime, you go to jail.
That's how Drake was sounding on when I thought he was AI.
Because I'm big in Japan. Yeah, when you do a crime, you go to jail. I can hear him saying
that's what
that.
He says to Rick Ross, you're not a real drug dealer, because when you go do a crime, you have to go to jail.
Brother,
we got this record now, Old from the New, which I think is the highlight of the tape. Mel doesn't see it, but we know about him. He fucking ducked.
No, I see it musically. I don't see it.
Just reading off the bars.
Yeah, they was all right. It's straight, you know. He wasn't this. What did he say? The Old from the New? Nah, this is you got to separate the poo from the goo, which is rap speak for good. Okay, yeah, the poo from the goo. What? All right, what else do we have here?
play the fucking song. Styles V. Oh,
the song Styles V, right? Okay,
yeah. What the hell are you doing?
This is
motherfucker, it's the old from the new. Play it. You've been drinking too much coffee and looking at starfish.
Cannon. Steps back.
Yeah, boobs. We back in this bitch.
Gangsta.
Niggas is on my dick. Know what I say, though?
Gangsta.
How you want it? Balls of bullets. So many niggas on my dick. It's hard to pull it out my pants to take a leak.
What?
So you and your clique suck my dick, basically. Yeah, the four is loaded, the hawk is sharp. You ain't got to go to church to have a talk with God. Get an Arabic bomb off a corporate card. D-block like a terrorist group. More niggas than Smurfs. Come through blueberries, cool. You don't know me, I don't know where you been. Got a DJ gun and want a hand spin. Put bullets in the holes that your errands in, faggot. I don't know who called you hard. I got a big ass gun to rid of all of y'all. I can take your Chapard or your order mark. When a battle SP, bring all of y'all. And the ghost don't ride on the G4. Kill you, then show your crew what they call me a G4.
Yeah. The old from the new.
Yeah. Now, like I said, not my favorite. The next one, which you played a little bit of earlier, is my favorite. This is from the Public Enemy number one mixtape. It's Cam'ron, No Delaying, I guess.
Right, at the G. All right, brace yourself for God, folks.
G-O-D! G-O-D!
Leave in the beam, in the beam, in the drop. Escaped and dream for me to make a night. Ever since then, my watch is like Big Ben. As I go on, I get more. X and I got the heart to clap. Fuck Newports, cartons of crack. Part in my back. Like a plug, I start to adapt. And arcs collapse. Wanna put a part of my cap. I'm larger than all that. Had a margin of 8 mil. That far in the Martian attack. I can help you with your marketing scrap. I can roll you up in some good carpet and act sharp as a tack. Plus dog, my father, Mac. I ain't kidnapping, screams, I'm borrowing black. So, pardon this arsonist. I get sparkling, breaking and break them in. Shaking like Parkinson's. My brother, that ain't butter, it's margarine. 40 on the waist, ain't a place I won't barge up in.
Sus,
goddamn dog parting.
On us,
and they start.
Why?
Red dye darting.
That's fed,
but you know the business. What they own them with.
That?
Everybody snitching, no codependent.
I don't know what that
that's
is.
Rough, pop his chain, throw the pendant. Beat him up, left his car, throw the rent in. In the mix. And he friendly with the chicks. But the way he ran so he had a Hemi in his kicks.
What's that VA?
That's why I keep the semi with the bricks. Cause the heavy when it's plenty and it's plenty on my list.
Leaned in the beam and the beam was a drop. Schemed and dreamed for me to make a knock. Ever since then my watch is like Big Ben's. As I go on I get more light. 1, 2 and you don't stop. And your whole crew y'all won't pop. Yeah, my whole crew will drop. You'll be sick, real sick, do not watch.
Alright.
We got one more here. So, what do you know about the money-making Jam Boys, Mel?
Not a fucking thing.
All right, so it's Black Thought, Truck North, PD Crack, Dice Raw, and perhaps others. It's Black Thought's side project, basically, from the Roots. And they did a mixtape called Jam Boy Magic, I believe. And this was on there. This is We Ain't Playing.
All right. Here we go.
Day job.
Money making jam boy.
Hey yo, kicking wicked rhymes like a fortune teller. 95, I made the word illegal. Yeah. Hey yo, kicking wicked rhymes like a fortune teller. 95, I made the word illegal. Yeah.
We're up, money making jam boys, jam boy magic, that's what's knocking, you know what I'm saying?
Hey yo, kicking wicked rhymes like a fortune teller. 95, I made the word Illadella. Yo, hella joins up on my top. The money making jam boys, when it's gonna drop, girls screaming, that's them. His watch look like Big Ben. And when I rocks the mic, I get raw, raw like a nigga that's sick and ticked off. 215, get the cream, got a thing for hustling. Guns get the bustin', cats ain't saying nothing. Bet you it's another Black Ink production. Roll a huff and puff and blow the house down. The champion sound is in your town. Get down and get smoked. And this I quote, to me the game looking funny as an inside joke.
so you could believe I'ma go directly at your throat until my name's on a walk of fame like Bob Hope, baby doll. Bust the sketch, don't forget we rolled on a set, you all broke your neck. Them girls hissing at me like Max self-cassettes. You try to come at the jam, don't hold your breath unless I take you to the motel. You take me to the hotel. Coming at you all like a check in the mail. I'm not the only child, got a brother in jail. It's Philly PA,
okay,
yo.
I was waiting to see if he was going to bring back the you do a crime, you go to jail line, but he flipped it. Okay. I guess it's we not playing, I guess, instead of ain't, but ain't yeah. Not. Same shit. All right.
I got to feed the cat, by the way.
Oh, cat feeding time? All right. Well, Mool's going to feed the cat. I guess, hey, while Mool's is away, I'm going to play this because, and this won't be added to the part three, what I would call it, symposium. I want to use that word from earlier, but hey, we told y'all, all right, planting more seeds of distrust and suspicion. OVO now has come out and claimed that this like Kendrick response is supposedly real. They're saying it's real. Hush, OVO hush. Drake is laughing with like, you know, emojis. And so I'm going to play this because it's only like a minute and 33 seconds. They're saying that this is real.
That's why I'm making this. That's so cool.
Utter my name 3 times in front of your mirror. You hesitate to proceed after you reconsider. Lights flicker, the energy in the room shifted. Scared to open your eyes, cause you feeling the ghost of Kendrick. I dominated your favorite rapper, you idolized. My silence is enough to make niggas apologize. Retract the statements, cold, saying regretting his lyrics. MCs die when you revive a competitive spirit. How to kill a rapper, let them do it to they self. Self-inflicted career wounds that fear helped. Drop nukes, surprise moves, height of respect. They promised me my death, now they deleted threats. One rap, nigga dead, laid on the floor. And I didn't even have to throw bullets for him to go. Now that we got that out of the way, it's one more to go. Stop wasting time, let's get the show on the road. Niggas was ignoring repeat disses. And when they give us wine, they entertained in the sweet disses. And now that it's direct, it's leaked disses from burner pages and all. Insecure behavior from niggas y'all call guards. I know that you were sensitive and emphasis on lame. Seeking validation from rap critics, slandering names. Legacy forever cemented, I will reign. The next move, make the best move, is detrimental. Grab your glocks when you see K-Doc better. Car ghost riders, just a BK dot. I came with a full clip, but only need one shot. No big three, just dynamic uno, K-Doc, K-Doc.
Ain't no telling who to believe. So, look, when I first heard it, I thought it was less plausible than the High Whitney, but not entirely able to be written off. And I mean, am I supposed to believe his opposition saying it's real? I mean, they're of course going to try to say that it's real. If the popular opinion is that it's weak, personally, I think it's weak. I would expect him to come harder than that. Pause. But whatever. I guess I'm going to wait for Mools to get back and explain to him what I played for y'all. Oh, Jesse is proposing something in the group chat, potentially for you all, the patrons, perhaps. But I guess we'll discuss that off air, whether we're going to do that or not. You got to love Jesse. This man is trying to build a brand, not behind our back, in front of our faces. we'll see about this, Jesse. Well, you don't listen, so you don't know. How y'all doing, folks? Y'all Styles P fans? You're not Styles P fans?
I'm back.
Oh, you're back? Okay.
We got a crazy DM from Jesse.
I was actually just talking about that when you showed back up. I said, Jesse's trying to build a brand in front of our faces. I said, we'll discuss this off air. You know. Oh, wait. Wolves is typing in the chat. The Zencasto chat. Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I wasn't going to address him right now because we were caught, but you know, tell him after. Anyway. Oh, while you were gone, also, I updated the audience. I said I won't be adding it to our part three symposium from earlier, but apparently now this Kendrick song, OVO saying is real. So, of course, they're going to say it's real. The AI response that they're saying isn't AI. Like we were saying the whole time, this is the new battlefield. These are the new tactics.
This is information warfare.
Yeah, I don't have time for it. Do we have to put these men like in Times Square where people can see them in like a transparent room, you know, to prove everything is real that they do? This is where we're at. It's ridiculous. But anyway, did you have anything to say about anything else rather to say?
No, I've said my piece on this one.
All right. Well, let me hit this on that Triple H from earlier.
It's time to play the game.
It is. It's
time to play the game.
All right. You want to move on?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mel from Rap Rankings. To hear the full episode this clip comes from, as well as the other Patreon exclusive content, head over to patreon.com/raprankings. And please, if possible, consider giving us 5 stars on whichever podcast platform you're listening on to help us continue our journey as hip-hop's first and premier extreme podcast.